Looking even further back into the history of astronomy, Dominic Ford spent the day helping people to make replicas of an ancient piece of astronomical equipment, the astrolabe.
Astrolabes were really the most widely used sophisticated astronomical instrument from a period that spanned from 150 years BC, the time of the ancient Greeks, through until about 1600, when they started to be superseded by telescopes and by more accurate forms of timekeeping. But for this really quite long span of history, they were instruments used by astronomers to know what stars would be in the sky at night, and they were also used as timekeeping tools. So you could look at what altitude the sun was in the sky, and from that you could work out what the time of day was.
And you have one here to show us. How does this work? It looks like a compass in a way. It's circular and has an internal part that can move around.
That's right. What we have here is a disc-shaped piece of card, and it's got two sides to it. It's got one side which is rather like a calendar, and this is telling you where the sun is in the sky on any given day of the year. And then the other side is rather like what we now call a planisphere, which is something amateur astronomers use for knowing what stars are up in the sky at any given time of night. On this planisphere, you've got marked out the path that the sun takes through the course of the year, and having looked at the other side and seen where the sun is among the constellations, you can pick out the sun on this map of the night sky, and you can see the sun's path through the course of the day. So, for example, if you know what the altitude of the sun is, you can line up this star chart, place the sun at that altitude against the lines of altitude behind, and you can see what the time of day is from this astrolabe. So you can use it to tell the time from how high the sun is in the sky. Alternatively, if you're observing at night, you can see what stars will be visible in the sky at any given time of night. Or conversely, if you know what stars you can see, you can align the astrolabe against those stars and work out what time of night it is.
So despite being a very simple piece of equipment, it's actually a very sophisticated device. How accurate is it? Again, it seems like such a simple bit of kit, but is it entirely reliable?
This is a good point. It's obviously quite a small piece of equipment. It's perhaps 5 or 6 inches across. It had to be that size because it has to be manageable. It has to be something that you can carry around with you and use. But that does mean its accuracy is limited to perhaps a few degrees. And whilst that's sufficient, if you want to know roughly what time of day it is or roughly what's going to be above the horizon, if you want to make accurate astronomical measurements, this is not a very good instrument for that. And that's really why it came to be superseded in about 1600, when astronomers like Tycho Brahe were reforming planetary models to astounding precision of fractions of a degree, and you needed much more accurate instruments to make those measurements.
So 2,000 years ago, these have been in use for maybe a couple of hundred years. How revered were they? Did people make them out of gold, or were they really just something that people used as a very functional device?
They were massive status symbols. They would be made of brass, which was at the time a very expensive metal. It's still fairly expensive. It's made of copper and tin is a very expensive metal. And these were things that you would show off as a status symbol. I've got this very ornately carved astrolabe. It cost a fortune. I'm rich. I'm important.
And so therefore they must turn up in the archaeological record.
That's right, yes. There are a huge number of specimens that you can see in museums. For example, in the Whipple Museum here in Cambridge, there's a large collection. They also turn up in naval museums because they were used by seamen to know what latitude they were at when they were at sea, which was important for navigation. You would look for example, the pole star, and you would look at how high the pole star was in the sky, and from that, you would know what your latitude was.
Would this astrolabe work anywhere in the world, or is it specific just to here?
So this astrolabe we've got here is specially tuned for the latitude of 50 degrees north for Cambridge. It would work just as well in, for example, Canada, which has the same latitude as us. but it wouldn't work so well in France or Spain, which is towards the south, and so you see different stars because you're at a different latitude. However, astrolabes were sophisticated instruments, and an ancient astrolabe would have been adjustable. You would have different plates that you could slot in for different latitudes to give the sky at the particular latitude where you were. So this is a simplified example of just one latitude, but they'd thought of this in ancient times and they'd made them adjustable.
So as we said, this one is made out of card and a few bits of plastic. Is it something that people could make at home?
That's right. All of the instructions that people have been following at the event today are available online, together with a kit that you can print out at home. You just need some card to print the templates onto and a piece of transparent plastic, often sold as overhead projector slides. And if you Google for St John's College astrolabe, it will come up. I'm sure there'll be a link from the podcast as well, and you can download it and have fun.
That was our own Dominic Ford, and this is the Naked Astronomy Podcast. If you've got any questions or comments for us, get in touch by email to astronomy@thenakedscientists.com.